So, Faye, could you please tell me a bit about yourself and why you're standing for the Nominate Board?
Okay. So I'm already on the Nominate Board. I've served two tours already. Whilst I believe that there should be rotation and it's healthy to have new people on the board, I've been persuaded to stand again because I think at this time when we're trying to make some changes in the governance and the statutes and the memorandum, for example, it's important to have some consistency and some background in all of this.
The big issue, I suppose, in terms of yours and Gordon's standing is the EGM. You were remarking that you personally regret this in your statement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of members were very unhappy.
I think many members that I've spoken to have no problem with the intentions of what we're trying to do. They have more problem with the process. And we have sort of taken this on board. We've apologized. We said, yep, okay, we realize you want to have some more input into this. And we've quickly moved to have a consultation period and a new EGM. And, you know, we're all human. We all make mistakes. But I think that the problem was the process more than the intention.
Do you think that members are persuaded with this, the idea of nominate expanding beyond what they're actually members for?
Well, obviously, this, when we talk about expansion, we're not moving into supermarkets. We are just trying to look at related issues, particularly Enum. And we believe that to have these extra dimensions will sort of generate more sort of technical innovation. It will and bring overall benefits of cost and efficiency to the whole process. But we do not want to take our eye off the ball in respect of our key UK domain name registration service.
If I can just push you on that, you say you won't take your eye off the ball, but do you really think that members will benefit, or is it just not Nominate benefiting itself?
Well, as Nominate is not for profit, none of us are here to make any money. We hopefully are all serving the benefit of the local internet community, and we believe yes. It will sort of help Nominate blossom into something that has more efficiency, more technical innovation, and the like.
Playing devil's advocate, obviously, you know, you are a member of a whole number of different organisations internationally and within the UK. Now, one way of looking at that is to say that this is incredibly useful, that you have input and knowledge around. And another way of looking at it is to say that you're spread too thin.
Well, I don't actually belong to that many organisations, but I do have a lot of experience. And I think that when you have a CCTLD registry in any country, initially when I first got involved in this, they were all sort of, they're on their own, there's just one in each country. They don't have the benefit of comparison and benchmarking. And I think one thing that is very useful in the international community is to get those sort of comparisons, those sort of benchmarking, and to benefit from, you know, the experiences of others. And when I first joined the board, I was very keen that Nominate Efficiency was looking at itself in terms of other registries and not sort of sitting back with no knowledge of what the rest of the world was doing. So I think it is a benefit to have some international experience.
Okay. Terrific. Thank you very much, Faye.